This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge.
I wish some dreams would shine as bright as headlights. We that they are shining in my head.
Winston-Salem native Caleb Cottle recorded his new collection, Crushed Coins, in Los Angeles. The record reflects a tightly knit group of musicians and a fertile period of songwriting. Cottle's been compared to Jason Isbell and lauded in Rolling Stone magazine and on NPR. Crushed Coins is released today. Caleb is playing at the Cat's Cradle Backroom tomorrow night, and he joins me now. Thanks for coming in, Caleb.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I've been following you on Instagram over the past year or so, and it looks like you might have found some inspiration from some of this country's national parks. How have those travels and being in the great outdoors influenced your songwriting?
I just think it's it's the closest thing to being free out there. Just hiking and then seeing parts of the country that I've never had the privilege to see. And so I spent a lot of time in a bunch of different parks, and they all have their uniqueness and they all have their certain beauty, but they all really work well together. And definitely, like, I think about that as I think about a record, having, you know, all the songs that have their very distinct, you know, just different qualities about them, but how they work together as a whole.
In Headlights, you seem on the lookout for that brightness at the end of a tunnel. And you've said if there is a theme to Crushed Coins, it's that search for hope in a dark place. What is that dark place for you?
Feeling stuck in your rhythm of life. I think that's the dark place for me, is feeling, you know, monotonous or doing the same things over and over and not getting anywhere new.
Spread it out, hold it in my hand, and never let it get too overwhelming. Let it steam enough to remind me who I am.
In Empty Arms, I was caught up by the line about buying a postcard for a quarter after driving across three state lines. But that Beatles-inspired keyboard theme really made me smile. And it's a huge-sounding song, but really it's a love song about staying together in the face of adversity, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really about being on tour.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it could be about anything. That's just how it pertains to me. But anyone who travels or has a significant other that travels, you know, there can be some hard times in there.
You know, your last record, Carolina Ghost, was pretty much a straight up and down country record.
Yeah.
In terms of sound. And this is the one, when I got to Empty Arms, I was like, oh, wait, there's a lot more going on here.
Yeah. I mean, I try to just, you know, I try to let things that I'm listening to influence what I do. You know, it's that balance of being yourself and you know, being a new version of yourself. So, you know, I never try to, like, go somewhere unrealistic with it. But, you know, if I hear something, in this case a Beatles record, and it's like really doing it for me, I'm gonna try to find a way to apply that to my art, you know, but make it my own. I couldn't make a Beatles record if I tried, but I could apply some of what they do to some of what I do.
You wake up to the sound of an alarm in a town where everyone knows you.
You also recorded this one on the West Coast, and talking earlier about not being wanting to be stuck in a rut, the last couple of records you recorded in North Carolina, was part of expanding that sound, expanding the geography?
Yeah, I think so. Our goal was to get me out of my comfort zone. You know, when I talked to John, who I work on the records with, I've worked on the last few with him, and we were just talking, and he lives out in L.A. now.
Is that John Ashley?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's from North Carolina, but then he moved to L.A., and so we did most of it in Skid Row, and that's a long ways from Winston-Salem.
Yeah. Is that where his studio is?
Yeah, it was at the time. Yeah, he's since moved, but yeah, it was there.
On Crushed Coins, you talk about there being no laughter in this house, and is that a picture of how a home falls apart as a relationship disintegrates?
It's about a marriage falling apart because of death. So it's like about, or a family falling apart because of death. So it's about someone passing on, and then you're going back to the house, and it's just kind of like, all right, what are we left with? You know, right. Like kind of trying to figure out what life means after that.
There's years under the bed that no one will see. There's clothes in the corner, heartache in the sink. There's no laughter in this house.
A lot of the songs in this record kind of bleed together.
Yeah.
Where did you get that sonic idea?
When we first started working on the record, we talked a lot about having the songs fit together in a way that it felt more like a one big piece of music rather than a bunch of songs. So I just got really into records that did that. And I sought out records that were doing that and piecing things together, like Smile from the Beach Boys and... Yeah. You know, side two of Abbey Road. There's just a lot of records that I feel like work well in this with like the interludes. I mean, even up to like Yankee Hotel Foxtrot from Wilco. Anyone can write 10 good songs, you know, if you're a good songwriter. But I kind of am turned on by records that are a little bit more than that. And you can tell where they've thought it out and spent a lot of time trying to get it to a place where it felt really cohesive.
Caleb Caudill's new record is Crushed Coins. It's out today. He's playing the Cat's Cradle Backroom tomorrow night with Jake Fussell. Thanks for stopping by, Caleb.
Thank you.
I was born with too many miles in my head, in my heart, in my soul. And I learned after a while, you've got to let it go until it's over.